Praise your name. Amen. Marco, you are not always here. But maybe you will say who you are, etc. My brothers are sitting there. Daniel. And I have his jacket on because I had not a good jacket before myself. We were growing up here in Dronten, in this church. We were a part of the beginning of this church, and we are happy that we can see you are still coming together. My story, I came from St. Louis in U.S. with my wife and my children. So you can hear the names. And they have their friend with them from St. Louis in U.S., the United States. I am a witness. I will witness and testify that I did not see what my way was, and now I am in America, and I know I wanted to be a doctor, a medical doctor, but there was no place for me in that study. We have to, after 1 year I tried again, and they asked my number, and I was 4,020 or so what, and I had no chance to come in. And my mother said, I do not come in. And she said, and they saw my tears, and my mother, she has set six children, but she did not cry. And she looked, I have an idea that God will use you for a mission. I have never thought about that. I prayed for my future, and I wanted to be in this church and not to go out. I grew up here. I would to have all the good things together with you. No idea what God wanted from me. Do you also have the feeling that you do not know what he wants to me for you? But my mother, she thought beautiful things, and I went to the waters, to the canal here, and after a time of silence, the Lord says to me, so make a letter and say what you want to do, and you give it to me, and this, Lord, will you sign it that I can do it? But God said, that this was a very special moment. He said to me, Marco, you have only a paper whereup is nothing. You need not to write to me. I will come to you with a box. And my little letter came in with God in this big box. There was nothing written about. And I said, Lord, oh, come with your peace in my heart. And it was so beautiful. God knows what there is in the future for me. And I came to the Swiss Mission. It was 40 years ago, and I started in Amsterdam, and the first action, the first trip with you was a mission. I hoped it was in Amsterdam, and I feel, I must go to Africa. And my grandma, I hope to get 10 guilders, but I get 500 guilders. I read it about that God gave money to do things, and I never thought that it should happen to me. And I went to Anastasis, the boat from OM, and later to America, and for EO, the Evangelical Broadcasting. And now I am St. Louis, and there are 8 million of Peters, 4,000 churches. And we will look for unity. What is to be united together with all these churches in the world and also in St. Louis, to be united. And that is my role, to tell you something about unity, to be united. And my first question is, and I say it also to myself, I can see it, yes, there it is, unity. Oh, unity. Shekinah, be united. There are Catholic peoples and Lutherans in St. Louis, and God said to me to go to both of them, and the Lutheran Church asked me to come and to be holy, to be healed. And Shekinah is God's glory. That is the meaning of Shekinah, God's glory. The glory of Lord that is in me, said God, will also be in you. And we think, when we think of to be united, yeah, who do you do that? We have to have a goal to do something, yes, a project. We are united because we are the same meaning, the same goal. And then you can be united, but Jesus said, you must be in my glory, says the Lord. That you are in your glory, pray the Lord Jesus to God, because they must be united. To be in his glory makes us united, to be together, Shekinah. Oh, Revelation 7, verse 9 and 10. After that I saw a great Revelation 7, 9 and 10. I saw many people before the throne, and they called loudly, the glory is from God, to be on his throne. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne. And to the Lamb, and all the angels were before the throne, all the people, every nation and every people may come, fell down on their faces before the throne and worship God. Loud voice. And they saw Jesus, they said, that can we also see here. That is Jesus, and he is a total other people in the world, says yes, yes. And I will tell you, and we may go to other people and ask them, and we see the united people in his light. There is no difference between us and an African. Our story is we are one in glory. All we are godly though through the glory of him, not of ourselves. That changes. The glory changes. When I was in Africa, one of our teams was there, and I was in the midst of an African village with poor houses. Nobody was speaking our language. And there was a community, a church, and there was a man who believed, has faith in God. And I was together with him, and the moon was shining, and there were chickens around us. And I've asked him, what has happened in your life? And he said, the peace of God, the peace of God. And I thought, oh, I am with him in heaven. He comes from a total other culture and world as I am, but the Lord makes us one. This morning I will give you three reasons that the glory of God will unite us. It is a story what I tell in St. Julius, and I will also tell the story here. Let me first ask a blessing, O Lord. We thank you that we serve you, and you are a God of glory. You are overwhelming us with your glory, and we will worship you, and we may come, was said. I must leave everything behind me, and I can come to you, and we pray for your glory in our midst. And for this moment is special in the history of this church. It is your church, Lord. Do your will in our midst now, also today, that your holiness and your authority will be in our midst through our Heavenly Father. Amen. Ephesians 3. I will start with a G. It is greatness, grootheid in Dutch. Grootheid. United, to be united with him, will give a revelation of his greatness. Together with all the holy people, we can know how great the Lord is, the highness, the length, and the deepness of the knowledge of God and the love of Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 18 and 19. And we say, yeah, as we learn to know him, and together we say, oh, wow, what is he great? So great he is. When we ask, we have united, many people ask, when we will be united, we must not be too radical about Jesus, to ask about Jesus. No, we must do water in the wine. And it will be a soap. And I do not like soap, and the Lord doesn't like soap. United is not a soap. That when you look for unite, for to be united, then the greatness of God will come. These are leaders in St. Louis, and we are working together. There is an archbishop, and there is a Lutheran. He is a leader. When I come to his church, this is in the middle of the jungle, in the asphalt, in the poor people, and the whole surrounding is changed through him by the Lord. There is a professor, a Baptist, there is an evangelical church, and a Pentecostal. people they come from their greatness on the in the TV, and they are together. And the first thing they do, we want to be in, to go in the deepness, and we want to learn your heart. And they pray together, and they are dealing their life together. They are sharing the word of God. And there is one who gives a sermon, and he must be honest. Nobody wants me to have a beautiful sermon. We want to see the holiness of God. And when you are weak, then the greatness of God comes over us. There is power in the word of God, not in me. And God is good. I love God, but when it is difficult, then the God comes with his power, with his holiness. When you have a good testimony, then you cannot say, hey, I want to have your testimony, but it is not my testimony. I must be weak, and then comes with me, and he gives his word to me. It is God, greatness comes in where we are caring, where we are dealing with each other and praying together. Then God is there. And then you see the working of God's love, his greatness and honest and holiness. I will ask you, do you see unity in this town, Dronten? Or are you and are going in the God deepness and holiness together with other churches? We long after more. The second G is of unity will show us is wisdom. We say geleerdheid is wisdom, is what he knows. Matthew 18:20. An American is, he knows everything. He have an answer for everything. That is an American. Oh yes, I know well how to do it. But you must ask yourself, does he really know it? He does not say, I do not know it. The day is always to say, okay, it is so good. But you, when you want to see the what is the evangelical message is, when there are three or two are together in my name, says Jesus, then I am in their midst. Then there come new, something new. This preachers here, they come together in a team. In Holland, you will go to the shops and all buildings in the old times, towns here. But in America, we have no old towns. There's all new. In the midst of the towns, there live the poor people. And the richest people go away. The sickness in the centers of the, and there is chaos, and we are divided from each other. There is a divided people from Indians, black people, white people, etc. But God says to be together, and this people help for the town, to build up the town and the houses, to that they can live there again in the midst of the town. All people from the inner towns, we will help them. What are we going to do? We will do something. There are six different groups who will help people to live there, and they will unite together to bring this in order. And we are near our goals, and they are working in the problems cities, and they hear there are problems to find a living or a house. But I have a house. Oh, maybe we can use it. They will help them by the foundations and by the funds. They have not always connections with people who can build a house, a good house. And they will seek connections with the leaders from the town, the mayor, and wisdom they will ask for together. I think that is what can I learn from God when we come together. We need each other. In America we say you need not to do everything alone, but you can do it together. Maybe that is also something here in Holland. What can you give? What can you give? And what can you receive from another people? There must be a network from networkers. Oh, this is another story. Oh, this is not a group. This is a network group. And we look what we can do with them together. But the next verse is unity will reveal his testimony. Getuigenis in Dutch. Testimony. John 13, verse 35. They will see that you are disciples from me when there is love in and among you. John 13, verse 35. Who is it? And they asked Ben Samson, how is it this in Dutch? Oh, there's many polarization. Also in America, Trump and Biden, you know, polarization. Trump will be president and Biden will be president. We are so divided and polarization is so great. And also in Holland, I think. Last week in Amsterdam, together with preachers, I heard the same thing, that there is a polarization, a divide people. But the chance is for us as church to help the unity, to how we grow from each other instead of to each other. And we have the answer. We have the author. If we look to each other, then there are many questions. But when the Lord comes, he is central, just as in Revelation, and we see the unity of the Lord, then it is a testimony for us. We can do everything with the Lord. He unites. And every people can do, we can do it with other people, with black, with white people, dark people, brown, yellow people, everybody has his own club, his own sport club, his own schools. We are looking for people who are the same as us, but that divides. And it is not good. But if the message of the Lord is to be together, build together, unite together. Unity is a testimony. It will reveal a testimony. This is a testimony of pastor collaboratives. We have 200 murderings in our city, St. Julius. Very violent city, St. Louis. But the man to the right, he was on a funeral. And he was asked, come quickly, for there is shooting here. He was on a funeral. There was a music band, and he should go to a court, and in that festival of the music, etc., a fall festival in the fall in October around. And this, there was also so young man, and then there came a bus on the parking place, and the bum, and then the bus came open and pam pam pam, and the young man was dying on, and the bus was going. And soon this pastor Gray telephoned. You must come. And they and God has a plan. God is always busy, and also then, and these two people, and the left, he was in this prison. And God changed his life. And he said, we go to the funeral of this young man as black and white people, black man and a white man. And they helped the family and to pay the funeral. So they did the funeral together, and they had a network. So as soon as there is a murdering, the first one must be is the church of the Lord Jesus. Not the police, but a church is at the door, is helping. And that is a chance to show that it is white and black who work together to help in unity. And it is an enormous challenge to do that. Be not full of fear. Do not fear. Do not fear. The light will shine in the darkness. And you, the light will shine and come in the darkness. And then the darkness is, when you put on the light, the darkness is away. Boop, in a split of a second. That is the message from us. We can have the light in the darkness. United. Shekinah, to be united. John 17, verse 22. It is good to hear stories from America and to hear what God does there. But we started my sermon that we look to the heaven. We see the lamp and the holiness. And we And we saw the United of the Lord together with the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we said, that is the God of honor, from holiness. And how can you get holiness? Is that together have a goal? Yes, honestly, we must say, the Lord has the glory. Holiness is gifts united. That is not my first thought. Holiness, unity. How can it be? And I ask myself if that something of our rationality, of our thinkings, what we think is important. And can we bring holiness together with unity? What does it mean for you? Holiness. What is holiness for you? And you think, and when you hear uniting, you think, and you, with your rationality, you cannot bring it together, maybe. Rationality, that is also in America, also in France, but not so that you have other ideas in Africa, in Asia. We think rational. That comes from the French Revolution. They changed the Notre Dame not from a church to a place of rationality. And the truth and rationality, they are not gods, they are abstract ideas. They are a part of ourselves. Truth is something of myself, what I make self and think and look at. That is an actual theme of this day. What is truthfulness? What is truth? Everybody has his own truth. What I think is truth. That is true. And what the other thinks, yeah, I don't know. But I think we have worship for truth. That is the God. But in the Bible, truthfulness, true, to be true, we find in the Bible with God. We must have a theology is we must stand upon truthfulness. Oh, Jesus says, I am the truth. He says not, I have the truth. No, I am the truth. He is the truth. Come to me, he says. The message is it is a challenge to come to the Lord of Lords, to come to the truth. When I see you, everything is united and comes in ordering. And my thinking is that the central theme. We have polarization and fighting. God says, come to me. I was in Amsterdam, in the old building of Pearson. Okay. And the Amsterdam is changed. There was a group of 15 preachers. And there was a leader from the greatest church here, and they together they were looking of how can you deal the message of the Lord. And it is difficult because nobody feels guilty in the modern society. We want to be good, but we are not good. And we are stressed and have pain in our hearts. And we believe that we are godly. We are our own God. But the message of God is totally different. He will complete change us. And that we are functioned quite different. They come in Amsterdam every month together with 15 people, and they are talking what it means to be united. They are looking for glory, and they pray together. And when the preachers are doing this, then we will also ask you to look for glory and unite it. And I do not know everything, but there is so much of God's goodness in our midst. An example. I will thank my father. I was 6 when I came in this church, and my father he made a mode book for every of his children, for every son and daughter. My father made a book. And this book is over our family. It is a story of our family. But I see a little bit of honesty and glory of our family. It is a good message for me, this book. I experienced many things as a child, and I experienced I may be there. I may be a child of the family, I may be in this world as a creation of God. I may be there. I am a person. I am a piece of glory of God. We lived nearby the agricultural school here, and every evening I ask me how many people come to eat with us, students, and mostly there were 3 or 4 students who came to eat with us, and they eat it with us. And now I am in St. Louis, and I see the glory from my father and my mother, and I might do the same things that they learned me. We have an heavenly father. We are one family. We are one family. We look to each other, we have the same things as my brothers, and my children see some things in my brothers that I have also. But what is the real thing? It is not what we know, but it sits in our family. It is in our family. And this book makes me glad, gives me glory. And I gave through what my father and mother have learned me. And we as a church, we find us happy. But it is better to find your happiness in the Lord. Have you seen enough of God? Of is there something you said, oh, what beautiful is this, what great is this? Of, or have you heard already everything? And God says it at the end of John's Gospel, and the honest lay of God you gave me, that have I give to my disciples, because that they will be united, so as we are united. 70, verse 22. In them and come, says the Lord, come. Yes, but I have to word. But Jesus, come. And when you hear it, come. We is coming. Who is coming? And we must come who were thirsty. And then you can take the water of life for nothing, for granted. He will take it. He will give it. You need not to pay it. You can come with empty hands and he will give it to you and learn you to live dependent of him. And that need time. You need time to learn it. And I have a question to you. Come not in the church without something to give. I will ask you to give something, to take something from you with you to the church and give it every morning, every Sunday. That is the good. This is the gift I ask you to take, the gift of being thirsty. Being thirsty after the glory of God. Thirsty to the glory of God. We will thank you, Lord, that you we may know you as a God of glory, of everything you have for us. You say, come to me and I will give you water of life. When you are thirsty, come. And I hope that the Shekinah, the holiness of God, the being of God is in your midst, in your hearts. Make us united, Lord, and dependent of you as a church from you, and that our hearts are filled by you, and that we will learn more of you. Filled more from you, of your Holy Spirit. Amen.